time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish officials in northeast Syria are expected to declare a federal system in areas they control. The announcement could come as early as Thursday following a conference in Kurdish-controlled areas. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said such a move must be widely accepted by Syria's various factions and its people.
In response to that, I would just say we've been very clear that we won't recognize any kind of self-rule, semi-autonomous zones in Syria. Really, this is something that needs to be discussed and agreed upon by the relevant parties in Geneva, but then broadly more accepted by the Syrian people themselves.
The plan has been rejected by Damascus. The Kurds are currently excluded from the Geneva peace process on Syria's political future. The move would also likely face opposition from neighboring Turkey, which fears a Kurdish state that would increase calls for separatism among its own minority Kurds. In Nigeria, two female suicide bombers killed at least 22 people in and outside a mosque outside the Borno state capital Maiduguri Wednesday. The attack, which wounded nearly 20, took place in the village of Umarari, the first such assault since early February. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, although it is similar to past attacks carried out by the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. Kenya's armed forces Wednesday killed at least 19 suspected al-Shabaab fighters attempting to ambush Somali troops in southern Somalia. The Kenyan troops were acting under the direction of the African Union mission to Somalia, or AMISOM. The firefight occurred in Lower Juba area and follows a string of militant attacks, including a twin bombing in Baidoa last month that killed at least 30 people. This is VOA News. The White House says